It is always a pleasure to speak to my next guest, who is once again going to be back at Hotchkiss School, Michael Mussolami and his trio, plus two, in concert January 25th at 7 p.m. at the Elfers Hall, Esther Eastman Music Center. Once again, what Hotchkiss always does is these concerts are free and open to the public, and just an amazing, amazing series. Michael, it's good to talk to you again.
And it's great to be back with you, too.
You know, for those of you that don't know, Michael is a regular at Hotchkiss School. You spend a lot of time teaching students, don't you?
I do. You know, I've been at Hotchkiss. It's unbelievable to say this, but I've been there since 1983. So I guess that puts me at 36 years of teaching there. So
a tenured professor now.
Boy, oh boy.
Well, what's great about it is, I'm going to look at this from the outside, and you can tell me whether it's true or not. I think, though, having 35 years at Hotchkiss and then combine that with doing what you do, it's all kind of in the same vein. Do you know what I mean? You get to do what you love to do at Hotchkiss and expand upon it and still keep doing what you like to do with the music outside of Hotchkiss.
Yeah, you know what? It's a deal that I made with myself when I started this adventure back in 1983, I was a working jazz musician, a young one, but a working jazz musician, and I made a promise to myself that one would not interfere with the other. So what that means is there's a lot of periods where you just don't sleep, you know. But Hotchkiss has been wonderful in the sense that they enable me to work with my own group, and view it as an enhancement to my teaching. So if I have a tour, I can go out for a week or 10 days and come back, and they view that as me being stronger and my word having more weight because I'm out there, you know, in the battlefield, in the trenches, as they say. And it's reality. It's music reality, and that's the way I've approached it, and thank God that the administration there has backed me up on it.
Now, at this concert on the 25th at 7 p.m., you're going to be performing with your group. These are original compositions, yes?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to speak as somebody who wanted to be a musician terribly, but ended up going the cheap route and becoming a disc jockey.
Oh, come on.
What influenced you in your, not in performing and songs you like to hear and perform, but in the way you construct your songs? What influences you the most? Is it something that you heard in the past, or is it something that you've seen that and it's an immediate response?
And it's all of the above, you know. I've been investigating this music for my whole adult life, and to me, I guess in general terms, I view this music that I play and perform and write and arrange, it's just a language, and depending on the situation or depending on the musicians or depending on what's happening in my life, all of those, and the music I've played and heard throughout my life, all of it kind of comes together. It's just as if you were a writer of fiction or fact, and it's about conveying a message. You know, those kind, and those are general terms, but it's really after so long. I mean, I'm not thinking about scales and chords and the music part of it. It's more of just about communication, and I'm blessed to have musicians that are like-minded, that are open-minded, and view it as more of a musical conversation than a technical feat. So that's the way I look at everything, you know, colors, textures, those kinds of things, opposed to details as scales, you know, which you would look at in a music theory class or something. That's kind of what gone by.
All right. We're speaking with Michael Mussolami. His trio plus two will be once again at Hotchkiss School, and that is coming up on January 25th at 7 p.m. Who is going to be playing with you at this concert?
Yeah, the bass group is my trio with George Schuler on drums and Joe Fonda on bass, and we've been performing together as a group since 2002. so I don't know, it's like 17, 18 years together. And we made a series of recordings, CDs, et cetera, and we tour, you know. And so along with the trio, I've got Jason Robinson playing saxophones and flutes, wonderful saxophone player. He runs the program at Amherst College. And he's a composer and arranger in his own right. And on trumpet, we have Thomas Eberer, a German trumpet player living in New York. And this is the first time he'll be with the group. So this quintet or trio plus two will perform at Hotchkiss. And then in March, we'll go to Europe with this group for 10 days. And so we have a nice little tour set up. And so Hotchkiss is kind of the preamble for that tour.
You know, Michael, I look at your history, and in 1999, you founded your own recording company to give yourself more control over recording. What I find interesting about that, back in 2002, I decided to eventually stop working for other owners and set out, along with Jill Goodman, and we formed our own radio station with us basically as principal board members, because we wanted more control on how we can produce a local radio. And you basically took what you've done and did the same thing. You just wanted more control over your career.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed back in those days, I mean, things were shifting anyway at that point. It became, with internet, et cetera, people can communicate one-on-one instantaneously. And prior to that time, you know, the typical roadmap for a young musician would be, okay, I'm going to record some music. In those days, you would put it on a cassette player, a cassette tape, and then you would send it out to countless record labels. You know, and in speaking to a lot of these record labels, they really didn't have a clue what they were doing. You know, they just had the ability to put out records, like Columbia Records, those kinds. They were big labels in those days. And it served so few people, and there were all these great musicians who were not being heard. So I started Playscape in 1999 and started it with six or seven CDs, some things that I had in the can, some things that I had on other labels that came back to me because of ownership, the deal that I set up, the 10-year deal. So I had some work to put out. So I set up, you know, I had somebody put a website together and researched and found out how do you run a record label. And since then, I think we probably have 17 primary artists, probably 80 releases at this point. Music's all over the world. You know, we're in all the magazines and all those things. But this industry is shifting once again with the ability to have music in the internet in a digital format. And CDs have gone by the wayside. In fact, this last week, LPs, records have outsold CDs, so it's shifting, and it's really a challenge for all of us, but it's very important to have control over your work, and all those other big record labels that I complained about in 99 have all died.
Well, it's interesting.
They no longer exist.
Well, it's interesting what you say there, because not only do you protect your own work, but you also open up avenues for the artists that you mentioned that now record with you. You open up avenues for them that years ago would not have been there.
That's right. That's right. Folks would end up going back to sell shoes after trying to do it for 5 years. Or, no disrespect to shoe salesmen, but you get my idea. It's, what does a musician do if he can't do what he does?
Well, that's it. What does an artist do if they can't produce art? A musician, the same thing.
Yep.
Local radio in the 70s and 80s with deregulation, big companies really bought up about 50% of the signals, and a lot of local communities lost their radio stations. So
that's right. So it
all ties in the same way. It's a whole new world out there. But this is where I love what Hotchkiss does by bringing the concerts they bring in for free to our area for people to experience the music. And once again, you and your trio plus two in concert on the 25th of January at 7 p.m. It's free at the Esther Eastman Music Center at Elfers Hall. Michael, once again, it's always great to talk to you, and I guess we keep plugging along till one day we don't.
Absolutely. I don't want to think about that. A lot of radio and jazz music to to be had.
Michael, thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you for asking. I appreciate it.